Our first lesson today is from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 10. "And as you go, preach, saying that the kingdom of the heavens is near. Cure the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Possess neither gold nor silver, nor brass for your belts, nor bag for your journey, nor two tunics, nor shoes, nor staff, for the worker is worthy of his food. And into whatever city or village you enter, search out who in it is worthy, and there remain until you go out. And when you come into the house, greet it. And if indeed the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. And if anyone shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when you go out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Amen, I say to you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore prudent as serpents and simple as doves. And beware of men, for they will deliver you up to councils and will scourge you in their synagogues. And you shall be led before governors and also kings on account of me, for a witness to them and to the nations. But when they shall deliver you up, be not anxious about how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given to you in that same hour what you shall speak. For you are not they who speak, but the Spirit of your Father is what speaks in you." Reading further from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 13. "And his disciples said to him, 'Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign when all these things shall be fulfilled?' And Jesus, answering them, began to say, 'Look, lest anyone deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am, and they shall deceive many. When you hear wars and rumors of wars, be ye not alarmed, for it must be so, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be earthquakes in various places, and there shall be famines and disturbances. These are the beginnings of grief. But take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to councils and to synagogues, and you shall be beaten, and shall be stood before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. For the gospel must first be preached among all nations." Reading lastly from the work Apocalypse Revealed, number 306. "Peace signifies all things encompassed by the Lord, and thence all things of heaven and the church, and the happiness of life in them. These are of peace in the highest or inmost sense. It follows, therefore, that peace is charity, spiritual security, and internal rest. When a person is in the Lord, he has peace with his neighbor, which is charity. And he has protection against the hells, which is spiritual security. And when he is in peace with his neighbor and in protection against the hells, he is in internal rest from evils and falsities. Here end the reading. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it."